listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, July 26th. In studio with me today, the Reverend Dr. Daryl Zimmerman, Vice President and Program Director for Grace Place Wellness. Good morning, Dr. Zimmerman.
Good morning, Andy. It's great to be here again.
Good to have you in studio this morning. It's like a little retreat every time you come in to visit. It's always so very, very calming. You have this very calming effect. Tell me about Grace Place Wellness Ministries.
Well, our mission is to bring vitality and joy into the lives of church workers. That we know that there's a chronic problem with church workers who are so passionate about what they do. They give so much and oftentimes don't take time to take care of themselves. So we use that analogy of the oxygen mask on the airplane that we've talked about before, that if before you try to take care of everybody else's needs, take care of your own. So through a ministry of taking church worker couples away for five-day retreats, also coming right to the congregation, helping congregations become healthy, vibrant places where they're cold servants can thrive, working with professional church workers conferences all across the Synod. We're just bringing that message of health and wellness that's taught clearly in the Scriptures so that our church workers will be at their very best, and the members of all of our congregations will benefit from receiving their very best ministry.
Sure. If church workers are healthy, then they can serve at their best. They can be at their best when they're serving others.
That's exactly it. We often refer to the story of Elijah, who after his experience on the top of Mount Carmel, had a real physical and emotional collapse. But the Lord came to him, fed him, gave him rest, nurtured him with his word, and sent him back out into ministry. And that's really what we're all about.
It has been, for church workers and for lay leaders alike, it has been a busy summer this year in our church body with the LCMS convention, the Synodical Convention, and the LCMS National Youth Gathering as well, almost back-to-back, just a few days in between. There are a lot of people. I know, especially here at the International Center, so many people who are involved in that, too, who are just kind of, you know, they love serving, they find joy in serving, just kind of need a chance to catch their breath again, especially
absolutely.
Those who are at both events, the convention and the National Youth Gathering. It's a lot of travel and
absolutely. My partner, Randy Fowler, our president and CEO, and I were able to attend the convention up in Milwaukee. And the best part of that for us is the time out in the hallway when we get a chance to really visit with church workers. And we see two things. People who've been to our events who come up and thank us that it was such a blessing to them and their families and their congregations. But also, I'll strike up conversations and I'll say, I'm with Grace Place Wellness Ministries. And here we'll have pastors just pouring out their hearts about the stress and the anxiety that they're experiencing. So it was an opportunity for us to even minister to people and then to share our dream with so many across the districts of the Synod. We decided not to attend the youth gathering. There's a lot of church workers down there, but they're running around like crazy chasing 14-year-olds. So it's not the greatest opportunity for us to visit with DCEs and pastors down there.
Yes, it certainly was busy. It was a city within a city, really, when we set up the National Youth Gathering.
A great event.
25,000 people. Yes, you're right. It was very busy. Yeah. But it was a great event.
Yeah.
Well, so a number of things that Grace Place offers. You mentioned retreats for church workers.
Yeah.
Or couples.
Right.
Church ministry.
Right. This has been a great year for us. We've been to some parts of the Synod that we haven't been to in a long, long time. As district presidents and leaders across the Synod are recognizing the great need, we were invited out to the West Coast. The three West Coast districts came together for a retreat in California. On Sunday, I'll be flying up to the Poconos. We're having a retreat for the New Jersey and the Atlantic districts up there. So it's just very exciting to get to some of those places that we don't normally get to, as well as some of the retreats around the Midwest area, too.
So retreats are certainly one of those. What is it about a retreat that, how does that help the servants in the church?
Yeah. Our original vision all along has been to get these church workers away for a time to really pause, to take this pause point, to get away. We try to go to the kinds of locations where the pastor's wife will walk in and say, "Wow, we don't normally get to go to a place like this," but really treat them and spoil them a little bit, just to care for them. And we really find that 5 days is what it takes for them to have a few days just to relax and unwind. We hear things like pastors will say, "I've been leading everybody in worship, but I kind of forgot how to just sing to Jesus myself." So in this setting of having the 4 hours of the daily office and a time for them to worship, it can be so refreshing and renewing. And then couples time, the afternoon time between lunch and dinner is always free time for couples to just work on what they need to work on. On the retreat, we'll talk about, first of all, spiritual base, spiritual life and foundation for church workers and for their families, which is oftentimes neglected, very tragically. Then we'll talk about relational well-being. How is your marriage? How is your family? That we serve from our home base. And it's hard to serve other people's marriages and families if ours is on rocky ground or experiencing stress. And then we talk about the vocational issues, to be in good physical shape, good financial shape, so that you can dive into the ministry with everything that you've got and helping people to find that joy in ministry.
What is unique about church vocations, about ministry vocations? Because someone might say, "Well, I'm not a church worker, but I work hard. I'm tired. I need a retreat too."
That's right. That's right. I was speaking with a congregation up in northern Wisconsin, I believe it was, and someone said that very thing. "Hey, I work really hard, and I've got a very stressful kind of job." I believe he was a farmer, and certainly they do work very hard. But the difference is, but when your neighbor is having a meltdown in his family life, he doesn't come running to you. So it's the great need that we have for our church workers to be ready at a moment's notice. That phone rings, and pastors and other servants in the church are called to enter right into a family, sometimes at their very worst moments. And we expect our church workers to be at their best at that time. So it's managing the stresses of this unique lifestyle with the long hours, with the great demands that are and expectations that are on us, but managing it in such a way that we can have that base of faith and energy and joy to serve people in their time of need.
And so this is just a great support for our church workers. And you mentioned meeting with congregations.
Yeah.
How does Grace Place help congregations as a whole?
What we found over the years was that pastors or other church workers would leave our retreats and go back to the congregation and say, "Everything's different now, that I'm not going to work every night of the week, and I'm going to take care of my family first, and I'm going to make sure my spiritual life and my physical well-being is in order." And the congregation would respond, "Oh, isn't that cute? The pastor went to another workshop, you know." And within a few weeks, they fall right back into those habits of there's something going every night of the week. And we call it over-functioning, serving beyond our capacity to serve. So what we've developed is a program where I come to the congregation on a Friday night and Saturday and get all the lay leaders together with the church workers and their spouses and say, "What can we do to make this ministry environment the kind of place where the educators in your school, the pastor, the deaconess, the DCE, where they can show up every day and say, 'I love being in ministry at this place. I can't imagine ever leaving a church like this.' And then wouldn't everybody benefit from having those church workers showing up in tip-top form?" I found in my experience 30 years as pastor that when I was over-functioning, when I was trying to do too much, my creativity diminished, my energy, my joy, just the sparkle and enthusiasm that I brought to all of my ministry was also really diminished. And so was the members of our congregation who said, "Pastor, take care of yourself. We need a better pastor than that." And we monitored my hours and my vacation schedule and my devotional life just so that I would be at my best. And that's what we're trying to help congregations across the Synod to discover.
And it obviously takes, this is, in terms of church worker retreats, how is that provided? How is that funded?
Well, a couple of things. Our district presidents have been very supportive. As you well know, district budgets are very tight. Now, sometimes a couple of districts can come together and find some funding so that we can host a retreat. But the real key for us is the donations from very generous lay people, people who are supporters of our ministry, who love their pastors, and they go beyond Pastor Appreciation Month to be year-round supporters of our ministry. The West Coast retreat would not have happened this year had it not been for some very generous donors, lay people who said, "Oh, we need to help make this happen."
So one of the ways that that you raise support for this is an annual event, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about that annual event.
Coming up on September 9th, that's a Friday evening right here in St. Louis at the Missouri Athletic Club downtown, will be our annual fall gala. And it's an opportunity for people from around our community to turn out and show their love and support for church workers by supporting this this fall event. The tickets are $175 per person for a marvelous dinner and evening and refreshments and fellowship. And then we'll have an auction and opportunities for people to give very generously to support our ministry.
So dinner and auction and lots of fellowship.
Absolutely. We're fortunate. We're able to schedule on the evening that the Council of Presidents comes into town for their meetings that weekend. So many of the district's presidents from around the country will be there to support our cause. Leaders from seminary, from here at the International Center, will be there and in support, as well as many, many tables full of lay people from around the region.
And I understand you have some special honorees this year.
We do. We're honoring two of our very special friends. First of all is Pastor Vern Gunderman, retired from Concordia in Kirkwood, who also served as the chaplain here at the International Center. For many years has been just a strong, strong mentor of pastors all across the Synod. He certainly was a mentor of mine as I served a congregation here nearby, and they were instrumental in my wife and I attending the very first Grace Place Wellness Retreat 16 years ago. Many know that Pastor Gunderman is now suffering from ALS, but we are proud to honor him at our fall gala. Also, Reverend Bart Day, from here at the International Center, the director for the Office of National Mission. And Pastor Day and his team have set as one of the top mission priorities of the LCMS the spiritual and physical and emotional well-being of missionaries and all professional church workers. And the Office of National Mission has been such strong supporters of all of the ministries who support our church workers that it's our pleasure to honor Bart Day and really the entire staff here at the International Center for their work and support.
I know that the folks in the Office of National Mission are just now starting to catch their breath after a convention and national youth gathering. I know that it's a very busy time in the Office of National Mission right before the national youth gathering, and many of them are recovering from that. It took a little while for some to get back after the national youth gathering with the airline meltdown as well, but we're making their way back.
We're very pleased that later on this fall we'll have the opportunity to take the staff from here at the International Center, Office of National Mission and International Mission, away for a retreat for a couple of days. So they're booked on our calendar, and we're going to pull them aside and say, hey, let's take one of those deep breaths and talk about working together as a ministry team here at the International Center.
Very good. Glad to hear that. They've been working very diligently in the Office of International Mission as well. Just as you pointed out, they've been working quite diligently in training and sending missionaries to serve around the globe, especially in Latin America. A huge increase there as well. More details about the gala coming up this fall.
You can find all of the information at our website, graceplacewellness.org, or can find more information by calling our office anytime at 314-842-3077. As I mentioned, we'll be down at the Missouri Athletic Club, a terrific venue. Many people are familiar with it downtown, and it's a great place for our event. You'll come, I think about 6 o'clock we open up for beverages and fellowship time, and that we'll have a marvelous dinner, and then the a couple of brief presentations about our ministry. We keep it real simple that night, so we can get people out of there at a decent time, but especially focusing on our honorees, Pastor Gunderman and Pastor Day.
Very good. The Reverend Dr. Daryl Zimmerman, Vice President of Programs at Grace Place Wellness Ministries. Daryl, always great to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Andy.
God's blessings on your day. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. We are headed to Alabama today. We're going to study with Pastor Hudspeth in Alabama. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.